And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, the wig reality. The wig reality. Also, in Meshuggah News, we're going to review if top 10 stories are a hoax. And finally, we're going to talk to Pastor Paul Shepherd, host of the new KPRZ show, Destined for Victory.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. By the way, I'm praying for my wife who has an earache, just in case you're wondering. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation, I suppose. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. But stand by for SRN News.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The federal government is going after the state of North Carolina for the bathroom bill its legislature passed and Governor Pat McCrory signed. But Bob Stevens, legal counsel to North Carolina's governor, says the anti-discrimination laws the state is accused of violating don't include protection for so-called transgender people.
We have specifically not violated Title VII, and if the Justice Department believes that we have, then they're going to need to go back to Congress and get Congress to change the law.
North Carolina has countersued the federal government, arguing that the North Carolina law is a common-sense privacy policy and that the Justice Department's position is baseless and blatant overreach. Donald Trump's tapping New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead the transition team that will usher in a Trump administration if he wins the White House. It's a plum post for the governor who endorsed Trump back in February when his success in the primaries was far from assured. Ed Morrissey, senior editor of Hot Air and the author of the book Going Red, says he discovered that on a recent visit to seven swing states, Republicans in those states wanted something of more substance from Trump.
Part of what I found when I was going out to these seven different counties and going red, these swing state counties, is that people want a pragmatist. They want to get past the ideological wars that have been taking place in the last generation in Washington to actually get things done.
Morrissey spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says he'd step down as co-chair of the Republican National Convention if Trump asked him to. Ryan adds that a third party or independent run for president by conservatives upset with Donald Trump would be a disaster for our party. Ryan made the comments today in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points to 17,706. The Nasdaq dropping 14. The S&P lower by 2. Oil down $1.34. This is SRN News.
And now, with today's moment of destiny, here's Pastor Paul Shepherd.
I want you to think of some folk who are full of themselves and have no room for God or anybody else. I want you to think of some folk who are putting the W in wild and the C in crazy. I came to tell you that God can reach anybody. Some of us have some folk in our lives, in our sphere of influence, that if you look at them through the natural eye, you will say, now that person will never come to know the Lord. God can reach anybody.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at PastorPaul.net.
Every family needs the anticipation, experiences, and memories of a well-planned vacation.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Monday, May 9th. Ah, yes, the family vacation.
Daddy, are we there yet?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Mom, he breathed on me.
Man, do I remember that. You know, as irritating as all that kind of nagging can be, and I've heard my fair share of it, I want you to know, I still think back on our vacations with incredible fondness. It surprises me that many families don't vacation together. I really think those families are missing out. I've learned that a good vacation does not have to include all the amusement parks in the area or expensive trips to the beach. Some of our most enjoyable vacations were when we stayed in one spot for a solid week, like at a family camp. We went home far more relaxed. The point was just to get away and spend time together. One final thought. Let me encourage you to plan your family vacation. As you do, reflect on your memories from your childhood. What made the great trips truly great? Include some of those great things in your trip. Use the time to refresh and refuel as a family. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Buying a car is time-consuming and stressful. It all comes down to trust. That's why so many of KPRZ staff got their cars from Chris George, now the general manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon.
Chris's team, the sales rep I dealt with, went over line by line all of the additions to the car. In fact, we took some things off that I didn't want before the final contract was drawn up. So the whole sales process was unbelievably great. My name's Ron Babars. I'm general sales manager at KPRZ. I got my new car from Chris George.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Lord, I am one. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's Monday opening segment. I'm already feeling it. I love that. If you want to reach to the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. ThinkSam.com. Not going to make this complex. If you're looking to buy or sell a house and you want the person that you're working with to be somebody who's connected to the Christian community, ta-da, you've arrived. ThinkSam.com. Sam takes 25% of any commission he makes from the gross commission, not the net. And he takes that from his own commission and gives 25% to whatever church, charity, or ministry the person desires if you buy or sell a house through them. If you need to sell a house and you need some money to fix up your property because you don't have a front door or carpet or something along those lines, Sam forwards up to $25,000 for a person to be able to fix up their house. At the close of escrow, he takes out the amount, no interest charged. Everybody is happy. That's the kind of person you'd be dealing with when you're dealing with Sam in the real estate realm. ThinkSam.com. By the way, if you need somebody to testify or share at your Bible study or at your church or any kind of gathering, Sam was born a Muslim, now a Bible-believing born-again Christian. I'll just leave that there. You figure that out. I think that's the testimony. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM. But again, only if you want to do business with somebody that's honorable. If you want to do business with non-honorable people, there's plenty out there. I want to remind you about the Redemption Stories Finding Hope Taking Action. 4 weeks from this last Saturday, or 3 weeks from this coming Saturday, my brother Billy Spoon, coming out, who happens to be a music minister for the Chuck Colson Ministries. They do touring to different prisons and do special songs and worship and so on and so forth. He's going to be sharing at this event on June 4th that is being sponsored by Whitefields Ministries. And then I'm going to get up there and share my testimony in mass, kind of the unplugged version, I suppose, is the way to say it. To get more information on this event, you want to go to whitefields.org. And then while you're there, you can kind of check out what's going on with their ministry. What they're doing is simple. They're supporting pastors who are planting churches in places people don't go. And they're going into these villages and providing filters for drinking water for people that are using cesspools as water systems. So that's some pretty intense stuff going on. We're going to be doing joint ministry, my brother and I. You know, for 38 years we've been Christians, and we've only done joint ministry in the last 30 years, maybe two times. This could be towards the end of the latter part of our joint ministry materials. I certainly hope you will attend. There is no cost to attend this event. There will be food, fellowship, there'll be prayer time, ministry time, worship time. And we will be presenting Whitefields Ministries and what they do throughout the country and throughout the world. That's what it's all about. Whitefields.org. Check it out. No requirement to or not to. It's your call. Okay, we're going to do what we call the Whig reality. Whig reality. This could end up being a two-parter. I don't know. Kind of depends on how it breaks down. So for all the political stuff that's going on, most people want to go like this, because that's kind of what you think after you've listened to all the different political rhetoric that goes on, not just in the news media, but on radio, on the internet, everywhere. And I think it's interesting that the Christian has a pretty clear directive in regards to government and processing. We have some freedoms in this country, enable us to vote, but I want to pull it back a step so that we can be on the same page regarding spiritual instruction from Scripture that deals with all governments, all in authority. Let's pull it out of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. It says this: I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceably and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. Like, cool. Got it. So prayer, and I know this is going to be difficult for some, but prayer is supposed to be for the good, not for the bad. Prayer is not supposed to be, oh Lord, I pray the ground opens up and swallows them. That's not praying. You're praying that the wisdom of God and the insights of God and the understandings of God can be a part of all leadership and their processing. I don't care if they're believers or not. One could look at the book of Daniel and simply see that God's insights eventually made their way into Nebuchadnezzar's mind. And he ruled better once that took place. So prayer for the good, not the bad, for guidance and wisdom. I hear a lot of Christians that are kind of freaking out. I'm freaking out. I don't know what's going to happen. Reminds me of a parrot. Or what's those kind of birds that kind of talk? If it's not a parrot, it's like a cockatoo or something like that.
Cockatoos.
Yeah. Ah, that's going crazy. Ah, ah. Okay. All right. Okay. Calm down. Here's something to think about. I thought Christians wanted the Lord to return as soon as possible. I was under that impression. Whether you're a premillennial dispensationalist or even if you're an all-millennialist, you still want the Lord to come back. So what's the dealios? We don't want to just witness the downfall. We just want to arrive. Hey, if we're watching the downfall, then okie dokie. And if we're not watching, it's not the downfall, then okie dokie. Because either way, if you're a Christian, okie dokie. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, then okie dokie. But I look at this, and I think there's a greater good always going on. If you look at, for an example, at the church, the tremendous persecution of the early church was really bad for the Christians, wasn't it? The early persecution of the church was persecution of Christians, right? Terrible. It was terrible, except it was really good for the spreading of the gospel because Christians went to the four corners of the world. So from the individual Christian point of view, not great, but from the collective point of view, fantastic. From the human point of view, persecution of the church. From the divine point of view, spreading the gospel. There's always a different take. That's why you have the book of Job. It was bad for his feelings, but it was great for our instruction, wasn't it? So what if all the stuff that's going on, the political insanity of all that we see, the Republicans, the Democrats, the independents, those that are for, against, those that are in and out, just the whole realm, everybody. What if all of that brings Christians to a more diligent, prayerful, devotional, evangelistical, and kingdom advancement mindset? It might be bad for a particular team, but it would be good for outreach, personal teachings, passionate church work, and deeper devotions. It seems to me like there's always something that the Lord is able to weave. And I know some people, Romans 8:28, are going to go, oh, that has to do with being like Christ. And it's like, brother, sister, it all has to do with being like Christ. That's why everything works together for good, because that's what it's all about. When we come back, we're going to get into what the actual WIG formula was, and some people won't like it. It's scriptural, comes out of Romans chapter 9, comes out of Romans chapter 8, and comes out of 1 Thessalonians 5. But guess what? It's in the book, and we use the book. We don't try to manipulate the book in any capacity. Yes, I know some people do. We do our best to look at it all. We try and bring the balance of scripture in, but you can't just look at scriptures and go, well, it has no application. So what we're going to do is understand as Christians, as you're looking at this whole political mess, and as every once in a while you sound like a cockatoo, oh, I don't know what's going on. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. While that's all going on, we're going to take a look at how maybe we should view this from a scriptural point of view and understand that what we think is bad may yet be good for the kingdom of God and for the gospel proclamation. And that is never bad, is it? If it's for the furtherance of the gospel, it's genuine and it's real. It's not based on a lie, but based on just the actions that take place. I think we'll all be able to go, that's pretty good. That's what we want to look at. That's what we want to be able to see. That's what we'll return to when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Encourage one another and build each other up.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Marvin Williams. Richard needed a push, and he got one. He was rock climbing with his friend Kevin, who was the belayer, which is the one who secures the rope. Exhausted and ready to quit, Richard asked Kevin to lower him to the ground, but Kevin urged him on, saying he had come too far to quit. Dangling in midair, Richard decided to keep trying. Amazingly, he was able to reconnect with the rock and complete the climb because of his friend's encouragement. In the early church, followers of Jesus encouraged one another to continue to follow their Lord and to show compassion. In a culture riddled with immorality, they passionately appealed to one another to live pure lives. Believers encouraged one another daily, as God prompted them to do so. They urged each other to intercede for the body, to help people stay connected to the church, and as we read in 1 Thessalonians 4, to love more and more. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has connected us to one another. Therefore, we have the responsibility and privilege, with God's enablement, to encourage fellow believers to finish the climb of trusting and obeying him. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. Our good friend Chris George, you keep hearing the commercials about different people at the station who've bought cars from Chris George. I'm telling you right now, when you're dealing with a car dealership and you can deal with somebody that you have confidence in and you don't think, well, you know, it's a car dealership, so they got to pay for all of the, you know, all of the display areas and service areas and all the employees and all those really terrible coffee machines and all that stuff, they got to pay for it, and I don't want them to make that all on my deal. You're thinking exactly the way I do. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go there, buy a car, and find out that they just made their bonus just on me. I want it to be fair and right. A workman's worthy of his wage, and they should get paid what's right, but they shouldn't get paid 50 gazillion times more, or quite frankly, 50 gazillion times less. That doesn't seem right either. So in doing business with Chris George, I know that what I've done in the cars that I've purchased and the services that I've had, I can count on him making it fair. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for great service, I'm looking for great selection, and I'm looking for it to be right or fair. That's what you get at Subaru El Cajon or Mazda El Cajon. You get great service, you get a great product, and it's fair priced. That's what we're looking for. You can go to SubaruElCajon.com. You can go down and see Chris and see the gang and almost anybody you get in there with. You can spend time praying and talking to you. That one thing has nothing to do with the other. But they're at 900 Arnell Avenue. If you're looking for fantastic service and fantastic product, it's there. But what you don't want is to have the price so inflated that when you purchase whatever you purchase, you're going to be upside down for years to come. It's like, no way. Give them a call, 800-418-4444, 800-418-4444, or go to Google, type in Subaru El Cajon or Mazda El Cajon. Their website will pop right up. All right, last couple things to tell you, and then we're going to finish off on the wig reality. I do want to let you know about the KPRZ mobile app. It is there. It is available for you. It is free. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Also, Crazy Price Mall, 50 to 90% off all of the services and all of the products that are offered there. It's very cool. CrazyPriceMall.com. Half price tuitions. I just got confirmation today. I'm going to be finalizing in paperwork today. And then next week, we will have three new tuitions that will be offered up to you at another school, a well-known school that people are very excited about. So all I can say is keep looking on the KPRZ website. There's a tuitions button. Keep your eye peeled on that. Keep looking. You're going to find out some great things are forthcoming. Let's get into the rest of the wig formula. We basically talked in the beginning, first segment, about understanding that we should be praying for our leaders, for authorities. That's a big part of life. And that Christians should be more aware than not that what seems to be something bad on the initial surface, like the persecution of the church in the early days, turned out to be for the betterment because it was the spreading of the gospel, the Lord weaving his grace and his goodness into all affairs of humanity. And so we kind of discuss that, and you're looking at the politics, and I don't care if you're conservative or not, or if you're more of a liberal person, or if you're a Democrat or Republican, or if you're really into it or barely into it. I don't care. I don't care if you're not into it at all. The truth is the truth. It's better to sit at the feet of Jesus than do anything else on the planet, no matter what any person says. And if they say that's wrong, take them to Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, and show them the difference between Martha, the ministry worrywart, and Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus. And then see which one Jesus thought was better. He does tell you. So in this process, I want to give a formula that I think is beneficial for Christians to understand. We did briefly talk in the last segment, I think, about Job, because Job's life for him, of course, personally, not the greatest story in the beginning. For us, very informative, because we understand that there was more than one perspective going on in his situation. And I think that is a truth that yields into today's political structure and American life. We pull this out of Romans chapter 9, verse 22 and 23. It's called the Whig W-I-G reality. WIG stands for What If God. And here's what the scripture says. What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? So you hear that and you go, huh? And I will break that down. I'm not going to give the full meaning, because I don't think anybody can communicate God's full meaning kind of ever. But here's what it ultimately says. God has his capacity to show his wrath, but is instead for the objects of destruction is showing great patience. And he does this, verse 24, 23 tells us, so he can make the riches of his glory known to us who are the objects of his mercy. He is objects of wrath and objects of mercy. Christians are the object of God's mercy. But he's showing us just how gracious he is, because he's even patient with those who are the objects of his wrath. And what if God is trying to teach you and I that showing patience to the objects of his wrath, he shows how great his patience is and his glory is to us who are objects of his mercy. Here's the key. Makes it really easy. Ready? Patience with object one, the objects of God's wrath, is for the sake of object two, the object of God's mercy. Why did God allow this to happen? Why does God allow America to go through what it goes through? Why does the nation seem to be creeping up? How do we know it isn't so that he can show us just how really patient with America he is and how much love he really does have? I mean, we do feel a sense of impending doom. A lot of people do. But what if God? And that's the WIG formula. What if, instead of this being God's judgment, what if it's God's extension of mercy? What if God is doing nothing, because if he did something, they'd all be obliterated, they'd all be gone, and God's going, I want to show you how patient I am and how abounding in love I am. What if all of this happens so God can teach you and I he's very, very patient? And if he's patient with the objects of his wrath, those that disdain him and reject him, how much more is he patient with us who adore and love him and want to honor him? In other words, all I'm laying down to you is, what if the whole thing that you're seeing, the whole process we're going through, is simply this? What if God is trying to show us something else? And you think, well, how can that possibly, what am I supposed to do? If that's the case, Dave, what do we do? How do we walk the walk then? If this is all going on and God's trying to teach us his mercy and he's not ripping people to shreds like we think he's gonna, and the nation to shreds like he's gonna, and like fake Christians like Glenn Beck say they're gonna happen, then what do we do? Well, we do what 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says. We rejoice always, we pray continually, and we give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. You want the will of God? Here it is. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. People go, oh, that's not the will of God. It specifically says it's the will of God. I'm not sure how much more of the will of God you can get. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you.
Well, that doesn't really mean that.
Okay, and you're right. And 2 + 2 isn't 4, and see Dick run, and see Jane run, and see Spot run don't work. Like, come on. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to do God's will? Change the complaint to the appreciation. Change the complaint to the thanksgiving. That's God's will for you in all circumstances. But I need his specific will. Why would he show you his specific if he won't do his general? Makes no sense. How can you do that, Dave? How can you give thanks in all circumstances? Doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. What God does, he does for the benefit of his kids, both back then, both now, and both forever. Okay, so back then, now, and forever would be a triple, not a both. But hey, I do my best. What are we supposed to do? Recognize that what if God might be in play. Number two, be thanking him in all circumstances because that's his will for us. And number three, we can do that by understanding that he weaves it all together for purpose. Okay. So what are we supposed to do? I would keep praying because it says pray continually. I would rejoice always. I'd give thanks in every circumstance. And I'd wait and see what God's going to manifest, because perhaps he will bring judgment on the nation and it will be over and it'll be night-night, Gracie. Or maybe he'll give us an extension of love. That's the whole what if God, since you and I don't read his mind. We'll wait and see what he declares, and that's how you walk. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Should we give up on public education? Is there still some good that Christians can bring to the system? We'll talk about it next on Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
Many Christians have bailed on public schools these days, and watching the news, it's easy to see why. Whether promoting the ideas of the sexual revolution, strange bathroom policies, censoring Christmas from plays, violence, falling test scores, or removing the Bible from libraries, I get it. It's easy to be outraged. But outrage isn't a strategy. As Warren Cole Smith and I write in our book, Restoring All Things, with special credit to my friend Gabe Lyons, Christians need to ask themselves a few key questions to help us respond to the society around us. First, what is good in our culture that we can promote, protect, and celebrate? Second, what's missing in our culture that we can creatively contribute? Third, what's evil in our culture that we can stop? And fourth, what's broken in our culture that we can restore? These are questions we can bring to bear on virtually any area of culture and society. For example, let's take the first two questions and apply them to public schools. First, what good in our public schools can we promote, protect, and celebrate? To answer that, I turn to Eric Buehrer of Gateways to Better Education, which equips and trains Christian teachers who work in public schools. He points out that our public schools are filled with Christians. Nearly 50% of public school teachers attend church and say their faith is very important in their lives. Now, I get why many Christians, me included, choose other options for our own kids, and for many reasons. But I'm not talking just about where we choose to send our own kids, which is a family-by-family decision. I'm talking about how Christians can reach that aspect of society. We should celebrate and support Christians who are in education. After all, the idea of education for all was a Christian one. We should thank God that Christians have such a presence in these schools and protect those that are there. And of course, there are many Christian students in these schools as well. And this leads to the second question. What is missing in our schools that we can creatively contribute? Well, for one, an understanding of the academic and religious freedom our students and teachers have. Many Christians don't know the freedom they have to express their faith, and they don't know how to do it appropriately. So often, out of fear, they say nothing. So what can we do? We can initiate a campaign to raise awareness of students' and teachers' religious freedom. Gateways to Better Education and the Alliance Defending Freedom have created the National Free to Speak campaign to help you do just that. We have information about it at breakpoint.org. And then there's the matter of integrating a biblical worldview into academic subjects, history, social studies, art, and music. Students cannot possibly receive a well-rounded education without understanding Christianity's impact on Western civilization. There would be no Western civilization without the Bible or Christianity. And so Gateways conducts seminars for educators on how they can go about incorporating sound teaching on the role of Christianity into their lesson plans. Why not host them? Your local schools can become better at welcoming religious expression and places where educators teach the contributions of Christianity. Gateways to Better Education can show you how. Come to Breakpoint.org, click on this commentary for more information. Asking what's good, what's missing, what evil can be stopped, and what we can restore, this is an approach to cultural renewal that Chuck Colson understood and practiced. And last month, when Chuck was honored with the William Wilberforce Award, Emily Colson gave a stunning speech about her dad. To get a copy of the free download PDF of Emily's moving tribute to her dad, visit breakpoint.org/free. That's breakpoint.org/free. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
You can get the daily Breakpoint transcript delivered directly to your email inbox. Just go to breakpoint.org and click on the subscribe button. And while you're there, be sure to browse our online store of great books and other resources. And you can link up to our social media sites.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Two fantastic people whom I really love. You know, we're talking to a new sponsor today. We don't take in sponsors, but it doesn't work that way. So we were talking to a sponsor today, and we were explaining how, like with Excalibur, we've been together for like 3 years and a long-term relationship and so on and so forth. And it's just like, it's so cool when you can use your client slash friend as the person you talk about. And you talk to other people about it. It's just kind of a cool thing. It gives them some additional promotion. Plus, it really makes you reflect on the gracefulness that God has shed upon us in these elements. So we just encourage you, if you got anything going on roof-wise, I mean, it's not that the weather looks horrible right now, but you have to make sure your roof is okey-dokey. It does cover your dome. It does protect your greatest asset. You want to, if you need to, by the way, all their estimates are free, but you want to contact Excalibur Roofing, and you can go to their website, excaliburroofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's the website, or you can call them at 760-743-8803. I know it's amazing that people still use telephones, but again, if you understand it, telephones, there's 5 billion cell phones, 4 times the amount of people that are connected to the internet. So again, 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com, the ministers of roof, by the way, on Facebook. If you, in fact, type in Excalibur Roofing, guess what? Excalibur Roofing on Facebook comes up. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay, so here's what we got going on. We've got a special guest who's never been on the show. Looking forward to talking to him. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Pastor Paul Shepherd, host of the KPRZ show, Destined for Victory. It's on at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Plus, we're also rerunning it at 8:30 p.m. because you need to hear it. That's why we're rerunning it. Pastor Paul, are you on the phone with us?
Hey, and I'm very glad to be with you, too.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about Destined for Victory. Now, you're the senior pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship. Talk to us about Destined for Victory. What's the show about?
Well, Destined for Victory is our daily broadcast, teaching the Word of God. If you've not had a chance to hear our teaching ministry, by God's grace, He has given me the charge to be real plain with the Word of God and to let people know that Jesus really is the answer for the issues we're facing in our lives personally and otherwise. And so I'm a teacher of the Word. I pastor a church here in the Bay Area of Northern California, but my heart is to reach the nation and the nations with the good news, because I am a true believer that the Word of God is what we need today like never before, because in it we'll find the life, the guidance, the help, the power from God that we need to walk in victory. So we've entitled our ministry Destined for Victory. Our church is Destiny Christian Fellowship.
Right. All right. So let me ask you this, Pastor Paul. So you've been doing ministry like since 82-ish, right? I mean, yes. that's I'm just saying, brother, not that's a long time, isn't it?
Absolutely true. I entered vocational ministry in 1982, as you suggest. And I entered first as the associate pastor of my home church in Philadelphia, where I was born and raised. In 1989, I was called to a senior pastorate that I accepted here in the Bay Area and have been based here ever since. And that is when we launched first a local ministry, and then the Lord blessed us to eventually become national in our broadcasting. I once had a broadcast ministry entitled Enduring Truth, but these days we have a ministry entitled Destined for Victory. But so excited to broadcast on your station and looking forward to how God's going to use that.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to seeing the impact and the result of your teachings and of bringing the scripture to people's lives, which is, you know, one of the reasons. I mean, we're playing it at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, but also, again, at 8:30 p.m., so people can really get a chance to hear you. Let me ask you this as a kind of a person who would ask kind of this probing type of question. From the ministry point of view, what's like a couple of the main themes or maybe even the main theme that is communicated when people are going to engage with Destined for Victory?
Well, what they'll hear is that I preach both expositional series, meaning they kind of go through a passage or an entire book of the Bible and just kind of lay it out and help people understand what it is. But I also do topical preaching, but we do it from a solid biblical base. The bottom line is we need to know how the Word of God speaks to our everyday lives. And so that's my passion. I preach plain, and I use humor because it's just sort of natural with me. And so it's not stiff and starchy, but it is Bible-based and solidly confirmed by the Word of God. And I just believe it's a sin to bore people with the Bible. So I try to make sure that the messages are interesting, but also engaging about real life issues.
I love that. And, you know, I've talked to people, you know, on the show, you get the opportunity to talk to quite a few people. And people that are saying, if an alien came down and said, look, here's a book from Mars, everybody would be like, oh boy, a book from Mars, right? And they would be so excited. And people don't recognize that way beyond Mars. right? I mean, that's just a reality check. Talk to me about this one thing. And it's not the legalism or any simple question, general curiosity. Any particular translation that you like more than any other that kind of helps you communicate?
Well, for years, I got used to preaching from NIV, but there are frankly different versions of it these days, and so I don't marry myself to any one version. I do the research any good preacher ought to do in my preparation, making sure that I'm not just looking at the English translations, but making sure I understand what the Greek, Hebrew roots of our translations are for certain passages. And I'm really not married to one, so sometimes you'll hear me quoting, because I grew up on King James, you know, so sometimes that just comes flying out of my mouth when I think about a certain passage. But other times, New King James, other times NIV, and even other translations. But again, I'd rather be married to the truth of the passage than the particular words used by a particular group of translators. So I just want to make sure I'm consistent in representing what God gave us through his inspired word.
Excellent, excellent answer. I got to tell you, sir, you'll really appreciate this. So I just had received a new study Bible. Kind of my wife and I kind of bought each other some gifts. And I got the study Bible, and it had a newer version of a well-known translation. And I'm like, what is this? And so I sent it back and said, send me the old version.
Yeah, exactly.
like, what are you doing?
Same thing.
Yeah, too much change there on some of those things. All right, here's more of a fun question, but people will appreciate this. So you've got 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New, and you're communicating it. Do you have a book, a letter, quote-unquote, that stands out, touches you, speaks to you more than any other over your Christian journey?
I can say no, but it's only because I have been blessed by so many truths in both the Old and New Testament. And my challenge as a preacher of the Word of God is to help bring them alive for people who didn't, like me, grow up going to church, Sunday school, those sorts of things. These days, you know it, I'm sure, as well as many of the listeners, that these days we're reaching a generation that was not raised in church, in Sunday school, or anything else. So we can't take for granted that our audiences already know God's word. And so I take the time to make sure to preach it plain so that if someone is an unbeliever and unchurched by background, that they'll still be able to understand what the Lord is saying. And that's why I'm so passionate about preaching the word of God, because I believe, like Paul said in Romans 1, it is the power of God unto salvation. It really will get the work of God done in our lives if we will give ourselves to its understanding and implementation.
Yeah, another great answer. Man, you're on fire. You should have a radio show. Oh, wait, you
yes,
do.
Sir.
Wait. So here's the big question. This is that personalized question that everybody has to answer when they come on the show. So, like, are you jazzed? Are you excited?
I am super excited about the word, about the ability to preach the word of God on the radio and other means. We have an app that folks can listen to even when they're not near a radio. And so the privilege to broadcast on KPRZ is something I can't state enough how grateful I am for this privilege and opportunity.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. I want people to know that to reach your website, PastorPaul.net, is the website that people could reach you at, get some information about you, kind of get a feel for what's going on. But they can listen Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on KPRZ, as well as 8:30 p.m., and you'll have the chance to hear Pastor Paul telling it the way it is, keeping the word straight, keeping it plain, making it applicable, but above all those things, in a sense where you can hear the love and the grace of the mercy of God, understanding that in the way that is not boring, which is super important for a minister to do, because every time Jesus talked, people listened. That's a big key. Hey, brother, great job on the radio. Appreciate you very much. Thank you for doing the ministry, and the Lord bless you in the endeavors.
Thanks, David. Blessings to you as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Pastor Paul Shepherd. Fantastic job here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Tune in his show 10 AM Monday through Friday, 8:30 PM Monday through Friday. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
And now with today's Moment of Destiny, here's Pastor Paul Shepherd.
No one should be trying to transform you into their image. You have anybody in your life trying to make you like them, and you're not good enough till you're like them, you got to understand they're not being used of God in your life. You've got to understand that God wants you to be you. A sanctified you, but he wants you to be you. If you're loud, God's not going to try to make you quiet. He's going to sanctify your loudness. If you're quiet, God's not going to make you loud. He's going to sanctify your quietness, teach you to be bold when and where and how you need to be. But he is going to use your temperament.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at PastorPaul.net.
Maranatha Christian Schools, one of San Diego's premier private schools, is growing, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Come tour our campus on Fridays, no appointments necessary. Our friendly admissions staff will be ready to show you our beautiful campus as they tell you about our excellent academics, sports, and arts programs. Plus, you'll learn how we integrate the biblical worldview into our curriculum. As you visit, you'll be able to see inside our classrooms and have a chance to experience our school's environment. Many have said, I truly feel like I'm standing on holy ground. This is where I want my children to go to school. We are serious about what we do, and we have worked hard to provide an environment that fosters creativity, excellence, and community involvement. We're ready for you and your students. Check us out online at MaranathaChristianSchools.org. That's MaranathaChristianSchools.org, or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, which is where we want to be, kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies kind of thing. If you want to reach us, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Easy way to do it. Ministry of the Month, Dr. J. Vernon McGee. I want to let you know this month of May is letter month on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. Invite you to drop a quick note to the ministry or visit KPRZ.com using the keyword letter. Letter. Tell them what Dr. McGee's teaching has done for you in your life and your family. You can listen to him Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., or, of course, on the KPRZ mobile app. That's an easy thing to do. We're going to do a very quick, well, I guess we really don't have time to do this, do we? Kind of pushing up against the wall, right? All right, we're going to skip the Michigan news. We're going to do a quick impromptu DDD that RoboPaul does not have to script, and that way he doesn't have to worry about it. Here is something I've wanted to read for a little while. Comes out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 16. But what shall I compare this generation to? It is like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to other children and say, "We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard." Funny how grape juice does that. "A friend of tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Here we go. The presentation that Jesus gives, real simply, without getting into the deep complexities, is he talks about the fact that when God brought his truth, he brought it through John the Baptist, kind of a different character. Johnny B., I'd say. You know, locust, wild honey thing. Didn't eat, didn't drink. And you know what people thought? They thought, dude, that dude has a demon. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, something's weird. And then Jesus comes, regular as rain. He's eating and drinking, and they're like, glutton dude, drunkard dude. Which is like, no matter what it is that God brings, we pick it apart. No matter who the messenger is, and in both of these cases, the messengers were way, way fantastic. And in one case, the messenger was actually even above the message. Just in one case, it only happened once. But it doesn't matter sometimes when the Lord brings it to us soft or hard. easy to hear, hard to swallow kind of mentality, whatever the case may be. Sometimes it just doesn't matter because we just won't respond. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, how do I compare this generation, the children sitting in the marketplace, and it doesn't matter what response they get, or it doesn't matter what the communication is, it's not good enough. Can I tell you one truth? We are not so el par excellence, where the messenger has to be so fantastic, it's unbelievable. Hey, if the Lord wants to speak to you, he can just tell you one thing. We should jump on it, use it, and live by it. What if the Lord just looks at you and says, faith? Wouldn't you understand that? It doesn't have to be couched, does it? We don't want to be like the generation that needed all the bells and whistles. We want to be a generation that says, yes, Lord, no matter what he speaks, as long as it's him speaking, and no matter who he speaks through, as long as it's him speaking. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to hear Marty, then SRN News, and then we'll be back. Please don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.